to another issue, Minister, your government released a new bill last week that will revamp the legal aid system. And there are a lot of changes or a lot of differences in that act compared to the current one. And critics say that you're actually watering down legal aid. For example, the terms access to justice and low income have actually been removed from the act, and language instead now reads value for money. Why did you remove those terms from the act?
Well, what they're talking about is a preamble, and preambles in legislation really don't mean very much. And for me, access to justice is a verb, not a noun. I mean, you can put it in there and say it's something we should do, but it's actually something that we are doing. We're increasing the eligibility rates for legal aid by 6% per year. There are several things that we are doing. The critics are simply just not seeing the preamble that was there before.
Mm-hmm. But are you, in fact, watering down access to legal aid?
Not at all.
In this province?
No, I'm excited. I'm quite excited about where we're going with legal aid. It's a product that hasn't been modernized for 20 years. It's, you know, this is back when Google was incorporated. It was the last time somebody touched this act. It's not modern, and it will be.
There are also changes to how the Board of Legal Aid of Ontario will be appointed. It will allow the government to actually handpick more of the people on the board. What are those changes?
Well, what we've done is arrange with the Law Society. We're keeping the balance to make sure that we have recognized the foundational role of the Law Society in setting up legal aid. And really the only difference is we may have a smaller board, but we'll keep the same proportions.
Now, another change is that the government is no longer required to pay for someone's lawyer, even if the court has ordered that the government has to do so. This new proposed act says that legal aid will pay for the lawyer. Critics are calling this, quote, a secret cut. Will the government continue to cover those costs?
Absolutely, we will. And what it references is something a little complicated for people to understand in the accounting, but the payment actually comes out of the Consolidated Revenue Fund of the government, and it always has, and that will continue.
So the government will continue to cover these costs?
Absolutely, yes.
Minister, it's been great to speak with you this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Doug Downey is Ontario's Attorney General and the MPP for Barrie, Springwater, Oromandante. Do you have any thoughts on legal cannabis stores, specifically the changes that the government has brought in, or edibles? We'd like to hear from you. Call our Vox Box, 416-205-5807. You can also tweet us at Metro.